Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode number 56 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. And the title of this episode is Tips and Tricks on Weight Management. I'm really excited because today I have with me Jennifer Barr. And she is a registered dietitian nutritionist who runs two medical nutrition practices, one in Downingtown and the other in Kenneth Square. Additionally, she teaches at Westchester University and is launching an online nutrition-focused coaching program called NutritionExpert.us. I am so happy to have Jennifer with me. I know that she has a saying that food is medicine and medicine is food. Welcome, Jennifer. So glad to have you with me today.
It's great to be here, Paula.
When I was looking for a nutritionist, I was really concerned about not getting diabetes. And I also wanted to strengthen my joints and be careful in regards to the arthritis that I have. And I went online, just looked around. I said, okay, who should I pick? Which one should I choose? I just really feel that the Lord led me to Jennifer. And I know that for a fact now. She has really helped me in regards to my wanting to eat better and to have a more nutritious routine in my daily life. And so what I'm going to do is to just really turn this over to her, and we're going to learn a little bit more about tips and tricks on weight management. But I did want to share a scripture with you. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. And it says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." It's not just important for us to be strong spiritually. It's very important for us to take care of our bodies as well. And so now I'm going to turn it over to Jennifer, and I know that she's going to share some great facts with you.
That's a great introduction, Paula. Very happy to be here. Very happy to help Paula with her mission to get people healthy, both spiritually, physically, and mentally, right?
Yes, all the way around.
I have another saying where eating healthy is a journey, not a destination, for sure. There's things that are going to happen in your life. And the biggest pitfalls for people, when they're eating healthy and maybe they're finding movement in their life every day, things that get people off the journey, off the road to health, are illnesses, injuries, a significant change in their life events. So whether that's a death of someone they were close to, or a change of job, or they're moving, these type of things change our eating patterns and our exercise patterns. So getting back on track after those type of things, it's really, truly important. Or vacation, I forgot. Vacation and trips is another thing.
I can attest to that.
Yes, you can. But getting back on track, you know, because it is a journey and there's different roads that we take. It's just keep getting you back on that same road to get to your destination, for sure. You wanted me to speak on tips and tricks for weight management, and that's over the overlapping goal, for sure.
Yes.
One thing that I definitely encourage our patients to do is to talk to everyone in their house about, what are we having for dinner? What do our meals look like as a family? What activities do we have this week and this weekend? You should be going to the grocery store at least once a week, and not more than two times per week. Then you are not planning out what you're having. It saves money. It saves time, and it also reduces impulse purchases at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. An impulse purchase is, oh, Oreo Thins. They're on sale. They're less calories than a whole Oreo. Perfect. No, that's not on your meal plan. I don't want you to have a whole box of Oreos, even if they're Thins, in your house. If you really, truly want the Oreos, you go to Wawa or a convenience store and you get the small pack of them. You eat it and you be done. You don't leave room for more eating more of them from a big package in your house. So that's one thing. And then creating a list of what meals do I like to make that's easy? How much time do I have to prep? Is there anything that I can prep ahead of time? Can I utilize a crock pot or a casserole dish for cooking? And coming up with those ideas. Some may not be tasty. Some you may have a recipe fail. I have a lot of recipe fails. It was hysterical. My six-year-old told me, Mommy, these bean burgers, I don't want to be rude, but they are not good. I said, I am very sorry, honey. And she just looked at me and she made herself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But that was okay. And that's going to happen. And mm-hmm. I think accepting that sometimes it's going to happen. But what I tried something new. You know, and it was a little foreign. Mm-hmm. And when you're trying something new, you always want to have something similar along with that. So perhaps I should have had a side dish that they were familiar with, like corn or something. So planning it out and coming up with a list of meals that are easy. So you know when to pull the chicken out of the freezer mm-hmm. the night before or what you're going to have. Going to the grocery store and creating that list off of your meal mm-hmm. plan and only buying those items. Mm. I will guarantee you, you will save lots of money. The second thing is when you're at that grocery store, mm-hmm. half of your grocery cart should be vegetables and fruit. And observe other people's cart. That's my favorite activity, is I love looking at people's grocery carts. And making sure, see what other carts are. You know, the American diet, most people don't get enough fruits and vegetables.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we really do want you to have, you know, four or more servings of non-starchy vegetables per day. Mm-hmm. Lots of plant-based foods, mm-hmm. healthy foods. They prevent heart disease, certain cancers. They're inflammation-resistant for your joints yes. as well. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win for mm-hmm. you, and it's a win-win for your waistline for sure. Mm-hmm. They should accompany half your plate and half your grocery cart mm-hmm. should be vegetables throughout the day. Mm-hmm. That is the key message when you're talking weight management. Second tip and trick is hydration, which we're going to talk about.
Yes.
But a little teaser for you. We'll have that later, specifically how much water you need to drink. Mm-hmm. But our brain tells us we are thirsty when we are truly hungry and excess snacking happens, usually later in the evening. The other tip and trick with weight management is movement. As we get older, our metabolic rate, our metabolism slows down. I'm sure, ladies, you can attest to that for mm-hmm. sure, that mm-hmm. when you were in your 20s, you can't eat as much as your 30s versus your 40s and mm-hmm. your 50s and your 60s and so on. We actually lose muscle mass mm-hmm. Every 7 years, a pretty significant amount. For women after 65, we actually lose 4% every year. So not only are we trying to lose weight, but we're trying not to lose muscle. Muscle burns calories. Mm-hmm. So maintaining what we got mm-hmm. is really important. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to decrease your body fat and get more lean body, you got to do more than what you're doing. So start small. You don't want to kill yourself. You don't want to get an injury. Remember, that's something that gets you off the path to weight management.
Yes.
Maybe if you don't walk or do anything at all, start with twice a week. Give yourself a little break in between. Yes. Resistance bands, weights, classes. You can use a filled up water or milk jug as a weight. You do not have to go buy expensive equipment. Mm-hmm. You can YouTube. My Fitness Blender is a free program that's amazing.
Oh,
that you can okay. even put in 6 minute strength training programs.
Could you repeat that again? What program is that?
Fitness Blender. Excuse me, Dr.
Are you saying Fitness Blender?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is a man and a woman that is married to each other. And the woman actually had a history of an eating disorder, which makes her even more admirable that she's doing what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the last tip and trick for you is to monitor what you're eating. You don't know how much you're putting in your body until you keep track of it, right?
Yes, I found that out by being with you.
When you dine out and you eat out of the house, you lose control over mm-hmm. what you're eating. And sometimes I'm even amazed at, like, the Paneras and some of the healthier dining out places, how many calories and energy is in some of the food. And it's usually because they're putting sauces and butter yes. on it, and you have mm-hmm. no control.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're having this Panera salad and you're having it with a roll of butter and you're having maybe half a sandwich with it, but that's like 700 calories and you're supposed to be eating 1,500 calories to lose a pound per week.
Yes.
You're in trouble.
Yes.
Right? So use MyFitnessPal as an awareness activity for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have something that is on the path that gets you off that path, whether things that we talked about, get back to logging the next day, because that's going to pull you back on your journey to weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Starting after Labor Day, my company is running a 21-day vegetarian challenge where we are going to include meal plans, recipes, shopping list, and offering a private Facebook support group place that you can post. This also includes the opportunity to Skype or FaceTime with myself, a registered dietitian, to kind of help you on that journey. Plant-based diet is amazing because people that follow vegetarian diet, and that it can also include cheese and eggs,
mm-hmm.
that's fine, but you lose weight. You reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure, and a lot of different cancers. Wow. So I challenge you to join our 21-day vegetarian challenge. You may visit www.downingtownnutrition.com. Have a great day.
I hope that today has blessed you and that you would join us the rest of the month as we cover other areas in regards to our nutrition. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.